If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
And we are down here broadcasting from the Disneyland Resort, just in time, giving you a preview of Halloween time and the holidays. You want to check out everything that we've been doing off the air, check out Instagram, End1065, at Gavin Wake Up Call, at Katie Wake Up Call, at Kevin Wake Up Call. I almost didn't make it down here.
Why?
What?
We had a flight, and each of us took different ones. Katie actually came down a little bit earlier. Kevin's flight was a little bit later, and I think I booked mine last, and the only option they had was a 5:30 flight. And I'm thinking in my head, well, we wake up early. That's not going to be a problem at all. And I set my alarm for 4, thinking that was going to be enough time for me to, like, drive to the airport and then...
For a
5:30 flight.
Gavin.
I know. We've talked about this before. I'm time blind. So as soon as I got out of the shower, I quickly realized I should be there right now. I was like, oh, my God. So I do rush there, and I think I would have made it, and none of this would have been a problem, had the SAC airport not closed down their daily parking lot. That's all closed down.
The outside one?
Yeah, the big parking structure that's right by Terminal B.
I'm parked there.
That's where I parked.
Are you sure it's not Terminal A? Because it's all construction right now. Okay, well, then I couldn't find it.
What? But,
wait, the circle one?
No, the other one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I parked at the circle
The outside
one.
Lot. Okay. So anyway, so I'm like, okay, I'll just park in the long-term parking lot. And I do, and I get right in front of the bus, and I'm like, great, I'm going to get on this bus. And that bus driver... It was like he was doing it on purpose. Was the slowest, safest driver I've ever seen in my entire life. Never once did the bus go over 20 miles an hour. Full 5-second stops at every single stop sign.
Love it.
I hate that.
I was sitting right by him. Couldn't have let out more exacerbated sighs.
I'm sure you're the first to ever do that, too.
Just a whole lot of like... So I get to the airport... I get through security, and I am running late. Boarding has already started. I have less than 15 minutes to make it after security to get to my gate.
And do you have an assigned seat?
Well, no, it's Southwest.
Okay, so no.
I'm stressed for you.
But the flight was pretty much empty. I wasn't worried about that part.
Okay.
But I got a taste of what Katie's life is. I'm going to tell you, for the longest time, if you've never listened to the show, this has been Katie's mantra.
Okay.
Explain.
Well, no, yes and no.
Now, your boyfriend has changed you on this.
Yeah, we'll get
much
there.
Much to your chagrin.
No, I hate it, okay? So, yes, you are right and you are wrong.
Okay.
I will absolutely wait for them to call my name. I will wait for them to page me to my gate.
Right.
Okay.
More than once or is once enough?
No, once is enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie, where are you? And I go, oh, okay. Here's what you did wrong and what I would never do. You haven't truly lived until you've been sitting at an airport bar drinking a double Bloody Mary for an hour. And then, and only then, do they page you to your gate. It has never one time been a rush job. It has always been intentional.
Your name comes on and you slowly take another sip.
I go, all right, guys, we gotta go, Smitty. You know what? Keep the change. And then I leave the bar.
So I have to tell you, Kevin, and this is gonna shock you.
Okay.
I felt alive.
It made you feel important, huh?
I felt good. And you're right. I haven't experienced sitting at the bar still drinking while they're calling my name.
Yeah.
Because this was my first time.
Okay, so I accept that.
I feel like this is now a new
you.
Yeah, because here's the thing. As you're walking up and you hear your name coming from the heavens, you feel powerful.
You do, and you feel like you look around and you go, that's me.
all those other peasants
have
already been
who
sitting.
Who are sitting by the gate waiting for their boarding group? Boo.
They're waiting for me.
Okay, now...
I know they're not.
I will say this. I'm glad you're picking up this torch and you're carrying it for me. Because I am in a new relationship and this kind of behavior is... We'll call it frowned upon, mm-hmm. but really it's forbidden. And he has changed me, I would say not in a better way.
Right.
Because I'm no longer allowed to check my bags.
Well, that I still agree with.
And I have to be at the gate for my...
It's called a boarding group.
Right. Boarding group A. And here's why it's dumb. Because especially if you have an assigned seat. Listen, if it's Southwest,
right.
That's one thing. You're trying to get the best seat. If we flew Delta, we always fly Delta. We sit in the exact same row, F8 or whatever it is, okay? And I'm telling you, all I am doing is rushing to go sit somewhere else. I was sitting at the bar having a Bloody Mary.
Do you see?
Maybe having no. some sort of... Crab Benedict. Now I have to go sit on a plane.
Oh no!
In a seat
with far less Crab Benedict.
Right, almost none.
Right.
So, what kind of life is that?
But people will like you on the plane.
I'm only the least popular person on that plane until a baby cries. And then everyone hates that baby.
Or somebody gets so drunk that they want to yell a racial slur.
Exactly.